USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is a happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
President Trump is a man who is tough and outspoken, but he also has a kind heart. This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blagojevich also says his freedom was stolen from him. A hearing will be held earlier next month to discuss the coronavirus. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee will hold a hearing on March 3rd. Numerous officials from different agencies will testify. And Democrats are preparing for their debate tonight in Las Vegas. They are welcoming former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the stage for the first time. Meanwhile, about 300 miles away, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, that being held in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The top policy official at the Pentagon is reportedly leaving. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Undersecretary of Defense for Policy John Rood told to submit his resignation. That as senior national security leadership is said to not support him anymore. Rood was partly caught up in the Ukraine issue as he sent an email to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper last summer saying that it wasn't exactly a good idea to talk about withholding aid from Ukraine. Rood has been part of the Trump administration for a little over 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Microsoft is launching its Office app for both Android and Apple phones. The app combines Word, Excel, and PowerPoint into one. It was released on Google Play on Monday and is now available on Apple's App Store. The Apple version supports dark mode. It is free to use if you have a Microsoft account. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With the latest on the coronavirus, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The death toll from an outbreak of the coronavirus has now topped 2,000, according to health officials. South Korea, Canada, Australia, and Britain are rushing to evacuate citizens from a cruise ship that is quarantined off Japan's coast amid a drastic increase of the COVID-19 infections among its passengers. The Diamond Princess is the world's largest cluster of confirmed COVID-19 cases outside China, with 88 new cases confirmed on Tuesday. That raised the total to 542 passengers infected with the disease since it was placed under a 14-day quarantine on February 3rd. Also, two chartered flights returned to the U.S. with 328 American evacuees from the cruise ship late on Sunday and Monday. Among the passengers were 14 who tested positive for the virus, nearly doubling the number of confirmed cases in the U.S. to 29.
General Mills is banking on new products to prop up its slumping cereal sales, including one brand that costs $13 a box. Morning Summit was rolled out late last year. The almond cereal is part of the company's effort to appeal to a health-conscious consumer who has stopped eating cereal for breakfast. Other recent product releases include Blueberry Cheerios and Good Belly Probiotic Cereal. And President Trump holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Phoenix, Arizona tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.